Lekuta Sichas Chilik Tazayin, Parsha Truma, Sicha Beis. The Tzibit Tzunemen Truma von Eden, Fad Avedas HaMishkan, in the Psukim in this, the beginning of this week's Parsha, where it talks about taking the Truma, the donations for the Mishkan. Vert Ibich HaZadraimol in Onim von Unze Seder, the word Truma is repeated three times in the beginning of the Parsha. The Pesukim say, V'yikhu li truma, they should take from me a truma, tikhu es trumasi, and then it says, V'zois ha-truma ashe tikhu, three times repeated. Zogn d'Rev Chazal, our sages tell us, Gimel trumas nemer v'parsha ha-zois, it says three times truma in this parsha, V'yikhu li truma, v'gaymer, so zo trumas adonim. That's talking about the donation of the half shekels that were given for the foundations of the walls of the Mishkan. Meis kol isha sheidvena liba itchikhu es trumasi zu truma shkolim. The second one is about the shkolim which were given for the karbonis. V'zeis ha-truma shetikhu meitam zu truma samishkan. And this is the truma that you shall take. That's talking about the 15 items that were donated for the building of the Mishkan. As is avada achiluk vidi gimel truma shtein da. But there is a difference in which the three trumas are expressed here in the pasuk. The erste tzvei shteim b'lois v'chlal u'beremes. The first two are just written in general terms, and only it alludes to the other trumas, but it's not spelled out. Und depratim v'gzei, the details of how those trumas should be given shteim erste and shpeti gesedes are written later on about the details of the other two trumas. Of the trumas hamishkan v'dogizog b'pratius u'be'arichas. But the truma for the materials that they needed for the Mishkan, that's explained in detail and so on. Dafen verstehen, so we have to understand. Bibaldas alle gimel trumas any events liba by the Mishkan, since all three trumas were really for the work in the Mishkan. When I feel the trumas shkolim, even in regards to the shkolim was mahat genutz they've kaif in the midikaros karbanas tzibur, even the half shekels that were there for the buying of the karbanas. Is the chloiten psaka Rambam. So in other words, it wasn't literally for building the Mishkan as the other two trumas, even the trumas hashkolim, which were there for the adonim, for the foundations, were also part of the building of the Mishkan, whereas this was only for the work that would be done in the Mishkan later, the karbonis. But according to the psaka of the Rambam, as the mitzvah from binyan hamikdash is that what is the purpose of building the Mishkan, the mikdash, is al zayin nishbois habayis l'Hashem, not only that it should be the place where Hashem dwells, nor is al zayin mochan liyaz makirvim bekarbonos, but it has another element to it, that this has to be a place where they're able to bring karbonos. Kum toi, so according to this it comes out, as the tziv of osel mikdash, that the where Hashem says, make for me a mikdash, nem tarum oich de'achonos, so it includes also what it takes, everything that it takes in order to be able to bring the karbonis in that Mishkan, because that's the purpose of the Mishkan, says the Rambam. Including that there has to be the Trumas HaShkolim in order to be able to buy those karbonis. So then why are the other two trumas not expressed fully? Why isn't it talked about? Why isn't it given in detail all three trumas which affect the building of the Mishkan and the what the Mishkan is about? A film is all farem for trumas hashkolim. Even if you want to answer in regards to the shkolim for the karbonis, as vibalzi is fort nishvabunim mit the binyan haMishkan b'poil, since it's not actually about building the Mishkan, no, it's blois ha'achonu to the avodah b'Mishkan, but rather it's there for the purpose of being able to do the avodah in the Mishkan. The far is thus nishin parsha truma, and therefore this is not the place here in parsha truma. It's not the place for that. Truma, the orativ to zogn the protein wegen the truma. That's why this is not the place for it. Life to abeshver, but still the question remains. Then again, truma sa'adonim in regards to the truma of the foundations. For zainin a tail from binyan haMishkan, they are part of the building of the Mishkan. For vashteit nit b'mefurush b'produce wegen der truma in zunze seder. Why is that truma not said? talked about in this Seder. Es is do noch a chilek in the Loshon HaKosov do by the Gimel Trumas. There is another difference in the wording of the three Trumas. By Trumas HaAdonim shtei v'yikhu li Truma, by Trumas HaShkolim tikhu es Trumasi, and by Trumas HaMishkon v'zois HaTruma asher tikhu. Those are the three different expressions, das haste in other words. By the Esh, the Truma HaAdonim is the Shaychus from the Truma to Meibishten Mudgash in a Bazundere word Li Truma. When we talk about the Trumas HaAdonim, the foundations, it says V'yikhu Li Truma. Hashem's, the reference to Hashem is in a separate word, Li. By the Tzveta Truma Shkolim, when it talks about the second Truma, the Shkolim, Verti, in other words, for the Karbonas, Verti Shaychus to Meibishten eingeschlossen in the word Truma. Kufa, in the word Truma, there is a reference to Hashem, as it says, Trumasi, my Truma. My means Hashem's Truma. So it's in the same word as Truma. And by the Dritte Truma, HaMishkan, when it talks about the last Truma, which is for the actual materials for building the Mishkan, Verte Behaipnish de Mont Aziz a Truma Lashem. There it doesn't mention Hashem at all. It states Tam, Zaysa Truma. This is the Truma. So we find a different how Hashem appears in reference to these Trumas. In the first one, the Adonim, it's a separate word unto itself. In the second one, the Shkolim, it's combined into the word Truma. And in the third one, for the Mishkan, it's Hashem's, the reference to Hashem is not found at all. So this has to be understood. Gimel, another amazing thing we find in the Medrash, something, a curious thing. These are the things that you should take for the building of the Mishkan that says Zov, Chesev, and Nechoshes. Our sages say in the Medrash, Zov keneged Malchus Bavel, the gold represented the kingdom of Bavel. Kesev keneged Malchus Modai, the silver represented the kingdom of Modai. The Cheshes keneged Malchus Yavam, the copper was corresponded to the kingdom of Yavam, the Greeks. The Eiris Elam Adomim, the red wool keneged Malchus Edom, is corresponds to Edom. Is Tamua Beyoser. This is very strange. Vosfara Keshev Shaiches is da zwischen dem Dalen Malchus. What's the connection between the four kingdoms of the Goyim with Trumas HaMishkan? Adarabe, it would seem to the opposite. The Dalet Malchus haben doch gebracht the Dalet Golias. These are the four kingdoms that brought about the four exiles of the Yidden. Und the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they're the ones that brought around the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Was das ist der Hepech von Trumas HaMishkan? That is the exact opposite of the idea of contributing to the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan. The purpose of which was to create, to build the Mishkan. So why would we associate that with the four kingdoms which destroyed the Mishkan and brought about the Golus of the Yidden? That man das verstehen, behagdim, as the Avod Ruchnus in Vasulim Migdash Dirit Lo Yisdor Tachtenim is eingeteilt in drei Sugim Amudim. So this can be understood based on the idea that the Avodah of Asulim Mishkan, which is the meaning of that, the Avodah Ruchnis is Dira B'dachtayinim, is divided into three categories or three pillars, as the Mishnah says. Torah, Avodah, Gmilus Chasadim. There is the pillar of Torah, the pillar of Avodah, and the pillar of Gmilus Chasadim. We build Azai. Is verstandiger the drei sugim klolim hanal seine merumas in im inyan mishkan. So if that is the pillar of what the creation is about, which is dira b'tachtonim, then certainly in the building of the base of the mishkan, you would find these three pillars reflected. V'yashloimer, we could say, this is the tam pnimi favos madginum and drei bazundere trumas. That this is perhaps also one of the reasons why there were three separate trumas. Why didn't Eibishter just say, these are the things we need, bring them, and there would be enough for everything that you need? Why did he have to divide it into three separate categories of donations? And that's the reason, because it corresponds to the three pillars of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Why didn't he take one truma for all the needs of the Mishkan? But the Gimel truma is then connected to Gimel Amudim, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. The Yisayda Mokaf and Ali in Yonei Avodah Hashem is the Amud from Torah. The foundation and the source of all Avodah Hashem comes from the Amud of Torah, comes from the Torah. Alle Pratei Madreges und Efanim in Dinen am Eibishten durch Mitzvahs Mais und Mais und Tevim, all, every level and every method and every approach of for every Mitzvah Mais und Tevim is based on Geboit of Teire. Everything is based on Teire. Jede Inyan von Yiddishkeit und Kiema Mitzvahs hat sein Mocker und Onay ben Teire, has its source, and it all begins from the Teire. And thus is Merumas in the Trumas Adonim. That's what's alluded to in the Truma of the Adonim. The Adonim means the foundations. For Zezain and the Yesait for Mishkan, they were the foundation of the Mishkan, just as the Torah is the foundation of all Avedas Hashem. Then there is Trumas Hashkolim, from Velchamad Gekaift Karbonas Atzibur, from which they bought the Karbonas for the, that were brought for the public. Is there kav for avoda? That is, of course, the kav of avoda. But thus is avoda a karbonis. The literal meaning of avoda means avoda a karbonis. And tefillah should be makam avoda a karbonis tiknum, which later turned into tefillah, which is in the place of karbonis. That is the meaning of avoda. So the shkolim is the avoda pillar. And trumas hamishkan, and then the rest of the trumas was nemen arum the alad dvarim gashmim, which include all physical matter, zav, akesav, and achayshas, and all the 15 different materials, from velachamad gebay the mishkan, which they used to build the mishkan, is keneged avayda for mitzvahs that corresponds to mitzvahs, velacham is mekayim dur zav, which we fulfill through all the different elements of creation, vas klalusim is gmilus chasadim, which in a general sense is referred to as Gmilus Chasadim, Kiddu, as Gmilus Chasadim is Klolus HaMitzvahs, because Gmilus Chasadim is considered to be the general, it includes the general principle of mitzvahs, and therefore the third pillar is called Gmilus Chasadim, but it really contains all mitzvahs. Loi Dembir, so based on this explanation in the Chilukim Tzvishin Didrai in Yonei Avodah Anal, and these, the differences of the Avodah, we'll understand the difference between the three trumas. The Unterschied zwischen the drei Kavim Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim is, what is the difference between these three Kavim, these three approaches? Torah is ve'eye etzloi omun. Torah is, as it says in the Pasuk, I will be close and loyal to him. Shasuyim lefanav, or another expression is that the Torah is Hashem's plaything. In other words, it's the thing which he deals with and is always busy with. Lefanav, it is before him. Torah is closest to Hashem. Chem degnuza, another expression is that it's a treasure that is hidden close to Hashem. For the these are all the expressions of what Torah means to Hashem. The Kadma La'olam Alpayim Shana, it comes before the world by 2,000 levels. Eidadim Id Lernt Ir, it comes before. It didn't start because the Yidden are learning it. It comes way before anything started. The Torah was always there before. Not like mitzvahs, which the whole concept of mitzvah, that you command somebody to do something, is only shayach when there is somebody to tell it to. So the yidden are essential to mitzvah, whereas Torah is something which is a standalone thing, which then the yidden were given that gift. But the Torah comes from before. The whole idea of a command is being told to the person. And then that's true that it was there always before. And even when Torah is brought down into the world, it evolves down into the physical world, and now is learned through a human. Even as it is down here, it remains the word of Hashem like fire. It remains connected to Hashem even as it is down here. And it doesn't change because it now has to be able to work through the intellect of a human being. It still remains the fire of Hashem. It still remains in its status of the wisdom of Hashem, which is infinitely greater than the person actually learning it. So the Torah is close and connected to Hashem. That's where it is. The Rinyu van Avoda, Karbonus Tfilis, is Adam Kiyakir Mekem. What is the Inyan of Avoda, which refers to Karbonus or to Tfila B'makim Karbonus Tiknum? There, the main thing is Adam Kiyakir. The person has to bring a Karbon. Their Adam is Zich Makrif Tzemeibish. The person has to bring himself as a carbon to Hashem, or ki yidua as carbon is from Lashon Kiruv, or as the word carbon means to bring himself close. The amay yikr carbon, why is it called carbon? Al shem shemekare, because it brings close. Kiruv akoyches bachushim, bringing your own talents and your own abilities in closer into proximity to Hashem and into His agenda, to Mayvishn. When avodas atfila was b'makom kabanas tiknum is the avoda shavalev, and we know that avoda means the davening means the service of the heart. Das was the adam haibtzich oif mit zayne keiches solakus, and that means, in other words, that a person uses his own avoda, his own keiches, to bring himself closer to Hashem. Bizas reisha megiyem shemaima. Until, as we say, that davening is like a ladder, and the ladder of Yaakov, which is Reish Megiyah Shemaima, the head of it, the far end of it, the high end of it, was all the way into heaven. So, in other words, that Avodah is the Avodah Sa'odam Lamata. Torah comes from above and is close to Hashem. Avodah represents the Avodah of the person. And since it's the Avodah based on a person's contribution, is afal pi as ken sich oifhoib nor vifel das bekeuche von an nivra. So although it's true that a person can only lift himself as high as it is possible for a created being to rise up, veter aber meyuchen mit dem eira ktusha zu welche er de grecht, but the level that he is able to reach, he becomes one with that level, because it's all based on his avoda, and the way that the effort that he put into it, whereas Torah is something that is given as a gift from above. In the tzvei avodas, Torah avoda is dag tzadashava. There is a certain common denominator between Torah and avoda. As by zei beida is the saskus from the mother ma'ovid. Un in und mit sich. That both in Torah and in Aveda, a person is busy with himself or herself, either milamayla lamata, either absorbing that which was given to him by Hashem through Torah, or working with their own, with your own chushim, with your own keiches, to elevate yourself. But it's about you. The Aveda is with you. Nor in them Adam, and the accomplishment that is accomplished through Torah and Avodah is within yourself. Azayin seichel vet miyuchad v'seichel haTorah. In the case of Torah, that your own seichel becomes one with the seichel haTorah chachmasi is baruch, which is the wisdom of Hashem. When as ervet dehayim b'shemayma, or in the case of Avodah of Tefillah, that you are raised up, lifted up to heaven. But in both cases, there is no involvement with the physical world. That the world around you should also be transformed into a holy thing. That a ordinary physical object should become an object of a mitzvah, permeated with the light of Kedusha. That doesn't happen through Torah and Avodah. even when we talk about the literal meaning of Aveda, which was to take an animal and bring it as a carbon, is das aber nicht in an Öfenamme hat Makriv given dem Geshem wie er is in sein Matzev. It isn't that we took an animal as it is an animal and brought it as a carbon, the mundane entity of an animal to be brought as a carbon and transform it into a carbon, nor mahat das frie gedaf magdesein. First, in order to bring a carbon, you had to sanctify the animal. You had to take it away from its status as an ordinary animal and make it into a holy object, as makdish means to make it into a holy object. So it says kedusha fin loshen avdola, and kedusha means to separate. You had to separate it from its status as an ordinary, mundane animal. Upshaden and oifheben from sein niederigkeit, you had to separate it and lift it up from its status as a lowly entity. Und erst dann wird er roi lakrova auf dem Mizbeach Hashem, and only then was it possible to bring it as a carbon. In other words, even carbonus was not able to take to transform an ordinary animal into a carbon. First, you had to separate it from its status as an ordinary animal and make it into a holy entity, and then it can be brought as a carbon. So we see that the avodah of karbonos too, even in its literal sense, was not so much about transforming the world as it was an avodah pnimius within yourself. Und das ist der Yisrim von dem dritten Kav, and that is how the uniqueness of the third Kav, which is Gemilus Chasadim, which includes all the other mitzvahs. So uftam beikirin dem dover agashmi. There, the main focus is to transform the physical matter mit velcham is mekayim the mitzvah, which you use in order to fulfill this mitzvah. As azoy vi er is bechetzenis in sein tzir von dvarim tachteinim vegashmim. That just as this physical entity remains a physical entity. It does. You don't have to make it into a holy entity in order to do a mitzvah with it. It remains a physical entity. In sein Gashmi is Zoleverna Chepet Shal Mitzvah. And that in its state of Gashmi, of a physical entity, it should become an object of a mitzvah, in other words, a holy thing. Umahai Taimas, and a mitzvah be Medidavak Boladavka. And that's why mitzvahs are. Have specific parameters. Nishvi Teira Evelcha Shteit Arucha Meretz Mida. Not like Teira, about which it says it's longer. It has no measure. It's as long as the earth and so on. It's longer than everything. Und Tfila Vasi Tachlis Shleimus is Ben Zis Eile Durchir Ven Men is Eile Durchir Hashemayim. And not like Tfila, which when does it have its perfection? Only when you rise up to the heavens. In other words, you go beyond the physical. Because das is the avodah from b'chol ma'idecha, which is expressed in the meaning of the words of b'chol ma'idecha from mesiras nefesh. That is the ultimate of avodah. Hecha from medida gla'abola, which means beyond any limitations. From vibal das mitzvah zayin non getan in dvarim tachteinim agashmim. Whereas when it comes to mitzvahs, they are in physical parameters, and there is limits, and there is a shear for this and a shear for that. Everything is done in a specific way. And the reason is because mitzvahs are, the way that you do a mitzvah is as it is done with a physical thing. Bizas oich the mitzvahs from chayvus alavavus, and even those mitzvahs which are within the heart. You're not using a physical object separate from you, but rather it's something within you. Dafim mekayim is like the mitzvah of avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, and so on. Dafim magdim mekayim zayin. In an oifen as the lev hagashmi is only spolver mit agifil fin ava biyira. Even those mitzvahs have to be done in such a way that your actual heart feels a feeling of love or whatever, or yira, or reverence. In other words, it has an impact on your physical heart. Bizas is olzayn nikir in dem basar alev. And so that there has to be actually, you have to be able to, I don't know, let's say measure it with a sensor of some sort, that there is something happening in the heart when a person is being mizbeinen in avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. So in other words, even those mitzvahs which are chayvus alavavus have an impact on the physical world. And therefore, Habazei Agbola, since they deal with physical entities, therefore it's all limited within the physical reality, and therefore it has specific measurements and so on. And thus is the beer in the Eben de Monte Shinuyim for Loshna Kosuk. And this explains why there is a change in the way the Torah relates to each one of these three Trumas, which are related to the three pillars of Torah, Avodah, and Milos Chasadim. V'yikholi Trumah is Merames Zeifkava Torah. As we said, the Pasuk V'yikholi Trumah is talking about Torah. V'as Mahai Taimah Shteita V'yikholi Trumah Nish V'yitnu Li Trumah, which is also the reason why it says they shall take from me a Trumah, not to give to me a Trumah. Why does it say, and you shall take from me a Trumah, not that you should give to me a Trumah? If you, to give to me a Trumah would have meant, as the Adam Alamata Gitla Maila, that the person down here gives to the Eibishter up there. Tzuli means to Hashem Kaviyachu. Rather, it says, V'yikhu, you shall take. Meaning to say, the Adam Lamata Nemtos Vos Megit Emel Maila Demli Kaviyachu. That's to say, that you are taking Li. Through the Torah, you are taking me, you are taking Hashem. That's what the meaning, that's why the Yikhu Li, by the Truma, which is associated, aligned with Torah, Adonim, the Truma Adonim, the foundation of all, which is Torah, it says, you are taking me. Val the Avodah from Torah is Nish, but B'derech Molmata L'mayla, because as we said before, the Avodah of Torah is not that from below you reach up to above. Nor B'derech Molmayla L'mata, it's something that is given from above down to below. D'ruch Torah Nemmen U'meriz Meniz Mamshich L'kuz Chachmas V'baruch Molmayla L'mata, through Torah you bring down the wisdom of Hashem from all the way on high down to here. V'yikhu Li, you take Hashem. The Aveda from Torah is in an oifen from the Yikhu, menemt, you take, in other words, it's given from above, and you bring it from above below. And since that, as we know, the Torah and Hashem are one, the far is the Pasuk Medayik the Yikhu Li, it expresses Li means the Hashem without a name and so on, which is a reference to the essence of Hashem. Because through Torah you are taking the essence of Hashem, or as the Chazal say it, you take me. But on the other hand, Bibal, that does was Said Nemt Atzmos Durch Torah is Beiker Nishda Oftu Funim Adam Alaymit. But since, as we said before, that when you, what you receive from Torah is not is not something that you yourself accomplish, it doesn't come from your own Aveda, it was given to you from above, the far was the Eivishtah Tzich Kaviyachol Arangishtalt in Torah, rather it comes because Hashem has placed himself into the Torah, on in an oifem as Torah Zvarah Ke'esh, in a way that the Torah remains the word of Hashem even as it is down here. Bleibt the Amshachas Atzmus Keilu, the Upgetragen von dem Adam Halaymen, it always remains removed from the person because it didn't come about through your own Aveda. It's not your Aveda which accomplished that the Torah should be brought down. It's Hashem's gift to you, and therefore always remains a little bit above a person. And therefore, Mrs. Ken Zayna Matzia says, the Torah is all gelern werden Durchan ish bilti toir, and therefore it's possible that the Torah, you should learn the Torah even when you're in a state of non-tar. On euch dan is das v'yikhuli, and even then it's called v'yikhuli that the Yid is learning and was given the Torah and is taking Hashem. Dam shachas atzmos shaydei Torah and brings about atzmos through the Torah. Aber the Adam is nid be'erch klau. But since the person is a state of tuma, and therefore it's not really in a state where the Torah could illuminate, come through that person, because it's not on that level. But still, because Torah always remains by definition removed from the person, higher than the person, therefore even a Adam Tomei is able to learn Torah and be mamshach atzmos, because it always remains above. And thus is eich the tam. Was es steht li truma, that's why it says li and truma in two separate words in Sefer Zunder Veter. The Rama says the li, the hemshach ha'atzmus, hemshach ha'atzmus shebeteira, und the truma, because to that it indicates to us that the li, the bringing down of atzmus through teira, and the truma, the avoda von limada teira, the person learning, the act of learning, seine nicht ein Wort, are not one, they're not united, they're not one and the same. Wie bald amshachas atzmus bleibt abgetrogen von dem Adam Aleime, because the as we said, amshachas atzmus remains removed from the person, and therefore li and truma represents the person doing it, are separate entities, they remain removed. Shenkim betrumas hashkolim, but when we talk about the trumas hashkolim beim kav von avoda, which is the idea of avoda kabbonis tefillah, stay the loshen trumasi. Over there, it's put into one word, the Hashem's relationship with the person's with the person is in one word, connected, united. From the korban gashmi gufa is oilu and vet nichlal in zayn mokav v'sherish l'mayla, because in the case of a korban, the korban itself is consumed and becomes united with its source in a lakus. And the same is true in the tefillah, which represents karbonas. The person himself is elevated to shemaima because it comes through your own personal efforts. The is by M Meir Begiloi, and therefore it reaches, a person is able to through their own avoda coast to a place. Of course, it only reaches a certain level. But wherever it reaches, you become united with that level that you reached. When the farshtei trumasi, and that's why it's expressed in the word trumasi, was vice as the fabun from truma avoda, that the connection between the truma means the person doing the avoda mit li with Hashem, amshavas lukus dor the avoda, the drawing down of a lukus through that avoda is an oif and nikir v'nigle v'nirgash. It's in a way that it's recognized and seen and obvious and manifest in the avoda, in the avoda itself, because avoda is from the effort of a person, which means it becomes one with it, and therefore trumasi, it becomes my truma. You're connected with the amshachas lekus which you brought about. Mashein came by the drita truma, whereas when it comes to the third type of truma, trumas hamishkan, was in the avoda mit geshem alein v'yeres begashmiusay. There the avoda is with the physical reality as it remains in its physical state. Is the amshachas lekus in the avoda behelim? Over there, it's true that there is amshachas lekus into the physical object, but it's not manifest. You don't see that it's somehow transformed into a holy object. On the farshtei truma stand, therefore over there it says truma on the monim befedusha dosis truma l'Hashem, without any direct reference to the fact that it is connected to Hashem. But in der avoda is nishkentik d'shaychus l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because in the avoda with a physical object, you don't see manifest any connection to Hashem, and therefore the word that expresses it also doesn't recognize the word Hashem in the word. Zayin. Even though mitzvahs are they are come about and they're connected to physical objects, it's only through dafke, through this avoda, that the ultimate purpose of the creation is brought out. The inyan tachtainim, which is of course that Hashem wants to be in the tachtainim, in the physical. Vidal Tereb is madgish ados main tadir lo yizborach nem oilem hazeh ha-gashmi ha-tachnu shein tachnu l'mat eimenu. As the Alter Rebbe says, that what is dir v'tachtayna means in the lowest of the low, which means in the physical reality, that's where Hashem wants a dir, and that's brought out through working with Dvarim Gashmi. Av v'chtei azdi avayda zol zayin kideboyu b'shleimus. But in order for this type of avoda to be in the proper way and in its perfect way, muz beim odam zayin eich de kav un yisayt fin teira and the kav fin avoda, in order for the to be able to work with the physical and to turn it into a spiritual entity as a dira b'tachteinim, you have to first have the foundation of Torah and the foundation of Aveda, and then you can approach the physical to be able to transform it. And since all types of Aveda are contained in the Mishkan, and Oich Der in Yomarum is a Maisa Mishkan, this also is brought out in the building of the Mishkan. The Midvas, the Torah, that Beferish in Unze Parsha Norwegen Trumas HaMishkan. The fact that the Torah in our parsha, the Torah only references directly the Truma Samishkan, in other words, the Truma which is dealing with the physical. The reason that only this one is spelled out in our parsha is because that is the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan, is to bring it down into the physical reality. Whereas the other two associated with Torah and Aveda are only alluded to and talked about in a general term but without details. Because their status in regards to this is that they are there as a foundation upon which to build the Ikir, which is the Aveda with Tvarim Gashmim, and that's why they're only sort of in the background, but they're there in order to be a foundation for the Aveda with the physical. Thus is there the beer in Divrei HaMelech Hanal Azov Vachesev Zayin Keneged Dalad Malchus, and this is also the explanation what the Medrash says, that the gold, silver, copper and the red wool, they represent the four kingdoms which destroy, which of the world. Since the truma is all for the purpose of creating adira tachteinim and the dvarim gashem machna migdash and mishkan Hashem, that from these physical objects we make a holy place for Hashem, is the shleimus from the minyan. Where do we see the perfection of this nishta zayim binyan am mishkan? Not so much in the building of the Mishkan, in Velchamot Gezen, Be'ene Basaviz, in Zayd Da Ashras Ashchina, where in the Mishkan was a holy place, where you were able to see Hashem in a manifest way. That's not the ultimate, that's not the Tachtoinim. But rather in the Avodah B'Zman HaGolus, the real purpose is to work in the time of Golus. Then Gashmi Yisraelim is betokfei in the time of Golus, where the physical is so powerful and that's dominant. Und durch der Aveide is zu übermachen euch od dem Geshem, and through the Aveide of transforming the physical as it is found in the Golus, is me mevare dem tachten shen tachten le mata imenu. That's when you refine the lowest of the low of the tachten. Under Ilu from the Aveda Ved Stein Begoli L'Osad Lavei. Going back, so therefore the four Malchias which represent every Golos, every type of Golos, that's where the true purpose and the true Kavana of Dirav Tachtenim is manifested, realized, Dafke connected with the four Malchias, and that's why Zohar V'Chesem and so on are associated with them, because that is the ultimate realization of Dira Lo Yisvaru Tachtayim. And Ilu from the Aveda Ved Shtein Begolu LaAsad Lavei, the true nature of this Aveda will be recognized. We'll see that. But LaAsad Lavei was Dan Ved Nizgalav and the Maila from Maisa. Then we will see the unique quality of Maisa Kidu as Dos Ved Zayin Dan Ved Zayin Maisa Godel. That then we will recognize that Maisa is the ultimate, because the Far is the Migdash. Which is the reason that the Beis HaMikdash, which was on some level similar to the world as it is in the future, in the after Mashiach, that's why the walls, everything in the Beis HaMikdash were made from daimim, from the lowest, because Maisa Hua Iker, the Maisa Godel, and that's where the true importance is. And that this will be seen and recognized and obvious in the time of Mashiach. And this is mavur in the inyan fun Yosef Yehuda, as we see in the relationship between Yosef and Yehuda. As Yehuda weist over there avoda from Maisa, Yehuda is haida bittel, like a daimim, which has the vasyeshba b'chinas habittel b'yosef. Daimim has absolute bittel; it has no chayas any and no recognizable chayas of its own. In other words, that it represents Bittel, and that's Yehuda. When La Asid Lobby, but Yehuda is Einachav and Yosef, and although in the time when Yehuda and Yosef were alive, Yosef was dominant, but at the time of Mashiach, Yehuda will be dominant, because then Maisa is Godel. The David Avdi Nasi Lahem La'ilam, as we know that David, which comes from Yehuda, will be the leader and so on forever, eternally.